6. The Great Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald's path as a writer was clear by the time he was 13. That was his age when his first story was published in the St. Paul Academy newspaper. Despite, or perhaps because of, his passion for writing, Fitzgerald was a mediocre student from his earliest days at Princeton University. It was during this time he began work on his first novel, a work that would ultimately be titled This Side of Paradise. When the United States entered the First World War in 1917, Fitzgerald quit school and enlisted in the Army. He trained at a camp just a few miles from Louisville, Kentucky. The camp represented a turning point of sorts for Fitzgerald. His first rejection from a publisher came while he was there, and he met Zelda Sayre, the woman who would be his wife until his dying day. With the war was over, Fitzgerald returned to his parents' house. He revised his first novel, The Romantic Egotist, and renamed it This Side of Paradise. It was a contemporary work that spoke to a self-indulgent generation. This book was accepted and published in 1919. The 1920s proved the most influential decade of Fitzgerald's development. This Side of Paradise became a national bestseller, as did The Great Gatsby, his best-known work. The setting of The Great Gatsby is New York City and Long Island during the 1920s. It is a work that seriously examines the theme of aspiration in America and defines the classic American novel. The Great Depression began in the fall of 1929 for Fitzgerald. The loss was much more than financial. Around that time, Zelda, his wife, was diagnosed as schizophrenic, a condition with which she had struggled for most of her adult life. She had to be sent to a Baltimore hospital in 1930. She would remain hospitalized for most of the rest of her life. Fitzgerald rented a nearby house in which he wrote, "Tender is the Night," which reflected the bleakness he felt in his life. Fitzgerald's work and legend has inspired writers ever since he was first published. It was written in a New York Times editorial after his death that Fitzgerald was better than he knew, for in fact, and in the literary sense, he invented a generation. He might have interpreted them and even guided them, as in their middle years they saw a different and nobler freedom threatened with destruction. Into the 21st century, Fitzgerald's reputation continues to grow. Millions of copies of The Great Gatsby and his other works have been sold, and Gatsby, a constant bestseller, is required reading in many high school and college classes.